You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
All right, now we'll be talking about what, from the time that we left from last Sunday, Pastor Luther preached a powerful message. How many of you appreciate Pastor Luther yesterday? I'm sorry, last Sunday. Sorry about that. All right. You know, it's really hard to preach after that kind of message from Pastor Luther, wherein it was a different kind of message that all of us were really laughing from our seats there. But, you know, we do want to, again, emphasize, why are we talking about this topic, access granted? We felt like it's just appropriate for us to talk about this simply because of the Lenten season, okay, that our nation, okay, is going through, and we'll be focusing on some experiences and events that took place during the time of the Holy Week, particularly the table last week. And we did say last time that it's only through the work of, it's only through Jesus' work on the cross can we have access to God's forgiveness. If there's any genuine forgiveness that we all experience, can experience, and at the same time, all of us can also extend forgiveness from other people, it's coming from Jesus himself because of what he has done on the cross. So it's so important. Today we'll be talking about the temple, and next week we'll be talking about the tomb, all right? We'll be talking about what happened during the Resurrection Sunday. Oh, there's a concert there. Okay, that's okay. You can turn it off. You can turn off your cell phone. All right. Honey, can you turn this off? All right, thank you so much. You're beautiful today, huh? All right. So, we'll be talking about the temple. Parang nawala ako doon. Okay. Yes, the temple. Everybody say the temple. Okay, what's the temple? Let's all stand up in our feet. And we'll continue this access granted. We just want to make sure that we all understand fully what the gospel is by focusing on this topic. So at this juncture, all right, everybody has a Bible. How many of you brought your Bibles with you? Great. So we're not reading the Bible actually today. I made a little bit of shifting, you know. Well, every time I would stand up here, automatic, and we'll open our Bibles and read and then we pray. So we're not going to open the Bible. We'll open the Bible later. Okay, you can close your Bible, Pastor Alfred. Honey, you can close your Bibles. All right. But I do want to pray. All right. We're going to start with a word of prayer. And I want us to pray with our eyes open. Is that okay? All right. Hindi ba kayo sanay with, kasi usually pag prayer, oh, Jesus. So, but we're going to pray with our eyes open. Is that okay? All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for what you've done in our lives on the cross. Even as we talk about access granted, as we talk about the temple, Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to be upon in our midst. We acknowledge you, Lord, that apart from you, we can do nothing. And we ask your grace, the power of your Holy Spirit to convict us, to show us and give us the revelation and the spirit of illumination, Lord, for us to understand fully what you've done for every person here in this very place. So we say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Bless the preaching of your word and every heart's here. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please take your seat. Access granted. You know, last year, we have someone from our leadership team. He's one of our Victory senior pastors. We just heard from him that his wife was suffering from cancer. And so this guy is so close to us, with me and my wife. I remember during the time that we were at U-Bell Church, the time where Pastor Luther, the one who preached last Sunday, I was the youth pastor, this guy was the worship leader, and Pastor Luther was the senior pastor. It was the same time in one of the Sundays where we were announced in the church that me and this guy were engaged. So we were presented to the church at a celebration, and they got married first, and we got married back in 1997. And he's really a good friend, and I'm so glad you know, for his friendship and leadership. But what happened was, eventually, from the wife having the cancer, a few months later, the wife really joined the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? He went with the Lord. And what a tragic thing that happened to Pastor Robert, our senior pastor of Victory Pioneer, and his two daughters, okay, were left behind. And so we were just talking, me and my wife and some friends, and we were saying, you know, what a tragic moment that, you know, even in our own lives, where when we lost someone, a loved one, just imagine the pain, the suffering, the misery of the family, okay, experiencing the loss of a mom, the wife, or probably a husband. Just imagine that. Imagine we were together for some years and then biglang na-depart na, nawala na, di ba? And I remember also the same situation that happened to one of our members here, where last year was also a moment where this guy, when we were still meeting at the theater, this guy was so excited about being an usher and approaching me, I remember, and he said, "Pastor, you know what, I'll just go to the hospital for a while, for a week, for an operation, then I just want you to know I'm excited about being an usher to our new facility, and I want to be an usher, I want to give to the building fund, and I'm excited about it," he was saying. "All right, so I'll see you then." "Sure, great." So we prayed about this guy, and this guy, okay, all of a sudden, we were so shocked to hear that this guy, this brother, died. He passed away. So he left his wife and his one and only daughter. So we went there to the wake, and my heart was bleeding because of the situation. And imagine, what do you do when that thing happened? And so I was expressing to the wife, and I said, "You know what, I just want you to know the whole Victory family, Metries, are here to stand with you. If there's anything you need, please do let us know. I just want you to know, just as your husband was committed to this church, we want to let you know that we are committed to you." And so we express, you know, our heart's desire to really be a support to this family. And, you know, it's a tragic moment. It's really a tragic experience moment when we know and learn someone who is close and suddenly they die, they passed away. And I just imagine, what about the time that happened back then when the very purpose of God creating man was to have a loving relationship that he could express his unlimited love and favor, that we could enjoy his presence. I was just thinking about the time when Jesus created the very first man, Adam and Eve, that his purpose was really, it's a love story between God and man. And they were fellowshipping together, and they're Adam and Eve experiencing the very nature, the love, the very great attribute of God, but something happened down the road. And I want us to look at that in Genesis chapter 3. And it says there, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man. He said, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' And the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate it.'" You know, what a tragic story. It's just like one day, they were with God. There was such a relationship, harmony, knowing God, experiencing God's fullness in paradise. And then all of a sudden, that relationship was gone completely. It was shattered. It was broken. Hello? And God was looking for a man, but it was man who was running away from God. Do you realize that that was a love story that we have from God, and yet because of our wrongdoing, we end up being away from God. We end up doing everything we can in order for that relationship to be restored. But because of what happened here, listen, no matter how we wanted to be with God again, because of what they've done, that relationship can't be restored. Are you here with me? Why? What's the problem here? Here's the problem. The reason why it was shattered, the reason why we are not with God anymore, because number one, it's because sin separates us from God. If there's anything that we need to realize, that I know that you know, and some of you, yes, you encounter about this, do you understand the magnitude of this sinful sin nature in a man's life? When sin entered into this world, what happened was we were separated from God. In fact, that separation is called what you call, and there's what you call an immeasurable gap. You can't figure out the measurement of the distance between God and man. There was an eternal separation. And because of that, man was trying his best. He will do anything he can for that relationship to be restored. But I want you to know the gravity of one sin that caused from that generation until today that we are not right from God. But as I've been saying, even though there's a newly born baby here, no matter how cute, beautiful, wonderful that baby is, imagine that baby was born to be a sinner, doesn't know what sin yet, doesn't even do what sin yet, but yet when that baby was born, the baby was born a sinner. Sin separates us from God. Second, sin doesn't just separate us from God, but sin is worst, or is the worst thing that we could ever thought of. It's worst. Why it's worst? Because of what happened once in, hanggang ngayon nagsasuffer tayo. That's the reason why there's pain. That's the reason why there is sickness. Hello? That's the reason why there's what you call curse in the family. The reason why, if you check your family, something happens, si Lolo, si Lola, si Tito, si Tita, ganito nangyari, hanggang sa generation mo, and then sa mga anak mo, the sin is present from every generation. Why? Because of a curse. It's worst. Are you here with me? That's why we don't take sin lightly. Are you here with me? Hindi mo natin basta-basta na parang, oh, sin lang yan. Sure. Ano ba naman yung, what's 500 pesos? What's not paying your taxes? Hindi naman nila malalaman eh. Hindi naman nila mauungkat eh. Sin is the worst thing that could ever happen to man. And we shouldn't deal with this lightly. Are you here with me? Not only that, but sin caused the huge barrier and limited access to God. In fact, it's not just limited access, but even no access. Why? Because when sin entered, when Genesis came in, the one that we read, what happened was, because sin entered here, this world, what happened was, God has to take them out of paradise. And that's why he has to call out a cherubim or an angel with a sword going through and fro so that man will not be able to enter paradise because of this sin that caused the barrier, no access. And later on, I'll be sharing in a few minutes about limited access. We should not deal with sin lightly. Huge barrier, just one sin. Caused the whole generation to be separated from God. Yung five minutes of lust 5 minutes of adultery. Five minutes of getting into your flesh, your desire, your sinful nature. Do you know how that can cost your marriage? If your wife or your husband would know about that five minutes of this adulterous act, I tell you, you could lose your wife the rest of your life. Just 5 minutes. That's how big the problem sin can bring, can do in our own lives. Are you here with me? And because of that, God is so merciful. He gave commandments, law, for people somehow to have limited access. That's where the Jewish culture or the Jewish people try to follow all the laws, where they have to have this system called sacrificial system in order for have to have a glimpse of God's forgiveness, of God's presence. Para man lang kahit papano, ma-experience natin si God, kailangan natin i-follow yung law. But the Bible says, if you miss just one law, not obey just one law, then you are guilty of breaking all the laws. Think about that. Then what's the way here? In fact, during the time of the Jewish culture, every time people wanted to experience God, they would build an altar, they would build a tabernacle. During the time, they would build this so-called temple in the time of Jesus. It was the center of their religious affairs, that the people will for them to experience God, there should be a temple where a priest who would represent the people. And in that temple, okay, there are different parts, the outer court, the inner court, the holy place, the most holy place, and between the holy place and the most holy place, there is a big curtain. It's 30 feet wide, 60 feet long. It's 4 inches thick. And 4 tons, its weight of that curtain. And it will take 300 soldiers, is what Pastor Luther says, 300 priests, in order to spread that curtain that separates the holy place to the most holy place. And it's only the priest, the high priest, all right, who represents the people, and he will do sacrifice, burnt offering, sin offering for him to get into that holy of holies so that sin will be atoned for. Think about that. That should be done regularly. But here's what happened. God knew exactly that man cannot do it by himself. Enough is enough of that. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 90 to 20, it says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain." What's the curtain? That is his body. "And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water." So here's what happened. Man has no way, all right, to intervene. He will do everything he can, do all this religious stuff for them to be close to God. At the end of the day, limited access. Until today, this week is so crucial, where people will go to the procession themselves, flagellating themselves, hurting themselves. They would go and visit different kinds of churches and go to the way of the cross one by one. And after that, feeling as if, man, you know, parang, you know, I feel good eh. Kasi, you know, parang wala na yung konsensya. The guilt of sin. And people have their own way of doing things. In fact, there's this guy who's half Filipino, half mestizo. Every year, he would, in Pampanga, he would go to the cross and crucify himself. And the reason that he wants to be crucified, he will advertise himself, telling people in the internet about what he's going to do, because he wants to know his dad, his unknown American dad, who left them, their families, that somehow, because of what he's going to do on a Holy Week, his dad would recognize and somehow comes back for them to be reconciled. Think about that. They will do everything they can. People will do everything they can for them to reach their loved ones. And that's basically what's going on here. Are you here with me? Here's what happened. The good news is Jesus became for us a sacrificial lamb offering. Everybody say sacrificial lamb offering. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, it says, "For you know that it was not with the perishable things, that such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your forefathers. But with the precious blood of Christ, the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." If you're going to sacrifice a goat, a calf, you want to make sure that that goat is the finest, the very clean of all goats, the cleanest of all animals. You cannot sacrifice a certain animal with a defect. Here's what Jesus did. He sacrificed himself because he realized that there is no man who could do that. Not even animals is enough to pay the penalty of man's sin. Are you here with me? In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, it says here, "He did not enter by means of blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all." Everybody say, once for all. "By his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption." Once for all. So that it could be finished. You don't have to do sacrifice anymore. I did it for you. I did it for people to be set free. For people to receive forgiveness. For people to have my presence. In verse 14. "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" Why him? Why him? The Bible says unblemished to God. Jesus was gone, but yet he was a man like us. He remained sinless. The only way for a sacrifice to be accepted is for a person to live holy, righteous, perfect life. And that's what Christ has done. In Matthew 27, 51, because of his sacrifice, it says in Matthew 27, 51, "At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split." What happened here was, because of his sacrifice, that curtain symbolizes his own body. That because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, when he went on the cross, you know, the barrier of people going to the Holy of Holies was broken. The curtain was broken so that man could experience God. Are you here with me? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10, here's what it says. "And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." It's because of his body that was given to you that we could experience God. Hebrews 10:20 says, "By a new and living way opened for us through the curtain." What's that curtain? That is his what? Body. The body of Christ was sacrificed as a lamb offering so that people would experience the love, the life, and the nature of God once again. In verse 21 of Hebrews chapter 10. "And since we have a great priest over the house of God," again, here's what Jesus did for us. Number one, he became for us a sacrificial lamb offering. He sacrificed himself. Pero, what good is it for a sacrifice without a priest bringing that sacrifice? The priest needs to be blameless, unblemished, holy, and perfect. What good is it for a sacrifice? So the good news is, my friends, Jesus was not just the person who sacrificed himself, but he became for us the high priest. A priest is someone who represents man towards God. And here's what he did in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 to 27. Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. Now, there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely, everybody say completely, those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. Now, stop there for a minute. Here's what Jesus did. All right, Jesus is alive and he has a permanent priest. So there's no other priest who qualifies other than him. And yet, since he became a priest for us, representing us towards God, guess what? The Bible says he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. It's coming to God, but how do you come to God? You come to God with this man who is a priest to us, and he can save you completely. Is that a good news? Do you know what Jesus is doing at this moment? He intercedes for all of us. So those of you who's new here, you know how much prayer Jesus was uttering before the Father and saying, Lord, I pray that he will be saved. Lord, I pray that this will experience victory weekend. Lord, I pray that this person will experience breakthrough. Lord, I pray that this person will be totally free from lust and adultery and all the curses of the law and poverty for him to experience what I've experienced, Lord God, when I became a curse so that they will be blessed. The promise given to me will be released upon those people who would give their lives to me. Are you here with me? Verse 26. Such a high priest meets our need. What is that? One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. Let's read it all together now. One, two, three, go. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. He became a priest to all of us by sacrificing himself. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 15. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, then let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest. Oh, this is good. This is who Jesus is in our lives, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. How many of you here have your own weaknesses? Anybody here? Okay, maybe a few people. Some people here are kind of perfect. How about here? Some people here have weaknesses. Lift up your hands. Oh, we're getting more people here. Maybe 10% here are perfect people. Guess what? The Bible says this high priest, which is Jesus Christ, the Bible says he's the kind of guy who's able to sympathize with us. All right, with our weaknesses. What's your weakness? Do you have any weakness? I have a good news for you. Your weaknesses can be turned to your strength. Amen. Not all the time. You're weak. You're weak. There are moments. Yes. But guess what? We have a high priest who can deal with us. He can sympathize with our weakness because he was tempted. He can relate to us because one time he was just like us, a man who could experience pain, suffering, and everything that he suffered from the cross. Listen, yan lang, weakness na yan. You know what Christ did on the cross? It was an excruciating pain. We're going to talk about that next week. yet he remained sinless. Now the good news, since Jesus became for us the sacrificial lamb, since Jesus became for us the high priest, then what is it for us, those who lives for him, those who have given their lives towards Christ? Then what is it for us? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18. Here's what it says. Let's read it all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Do you realize because of your sin, that relationship was shattered? People will do everything, but we all come fall short. Because it takes perfection for you to meet with God, for you to be reconciled, for you to be restored with God. But guess what? Because Jesus did it for us, for through Christ, we both have access. Enough is enough. There will be no more limited access. There is what you call direct, total access, since Jesus became for us the high priest and the sacrificial lamb offering. Are you here with me? Is that a good news? We could go straight to God. You don't have to come to me and say, Pastor Mark, can you pray for me? No, no, no. You can go to God. Hello? You don't have to go to a priest and confess your sins. Hello? He is a direct access to all of us. That's what he did. That's the truth. No more of this religious stuff that we could do. We could have a direct, total access to the Father. Are you here with me? And not only a total direct access. It can be done anywhere. Not just on a Sunday here at Victory Metro East. Hello, are you here with me? It could be done anywhere. It could be done on the streets, in the streets. It could be done inside the jeepney. It could be done inside the CR, just like sitting the throne and reading newspaper or magazine. It's up to you. It can be done anywhere. Is that a good news? You don't have to go to Bora for it to experience God. I'm going to go to Bora. What will you do there? We're going to meditate with the family. Hello? We can go straight to Jesus, straight to the Father, anytime, anywhere, and anyone. Are you here with me? Is that a good news? Can we give Jesus a big, big hand of praise? Number 2, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Again, number 1 is access. Number 2, Hebrews 10, 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Again, sabi ko kanina during the Jewish tradition, dapat yung high priest, siya yung dapat pupunta sa holy place, di ba? Tapos pag may kasalanan siya, magkamali ka lang doon, tigo ka kasi holy of holies yun eh. Kaya nga, every high priest has a rope, alright? Tied with him, if he made a mistake, let me tell you, he's gonna die. That's the presence of God. Hinihila. Guess what? Jesus became a high priest to all of us. And because of the blood of Jesus, then I can have confidence to enter the presence of God, the Holy of Holies. Not because of what I have done, because of what Christ has done when he shed his blood to purchase me from all my sins. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Everybody say confidence. So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. This is so powerful. You know why? Let me tell you something. If you sin against God, let me tell you, sin leads to what? Condemnation. Pag nagkasala ka, alam niya, di ba? Guilty conscience. And when you sin, what's the usual reaction when you sin? Lord, di ba? Nagkasala si Eva, si Adan. Anong nangyari? Lord, nagtago. Di ba? They were ashamed. They were naked. They were in hiding. There was guilt. There was shame. They were afraid. And sometimes when people sin, guess what? They would, Lord, hindi ako worthy. Lord, hindi ako worthy. Umatay na victory weekend. Lord, kabi victory weekend ko lang. Pero ayun na naman ako. Right? We tend to what? To run away from God. Lord, I'm not. Lord, ginawa ko na naman. Ano sabi ng Bible? Ito, we have confidence. If you sin against God, nadapa ka. You committed a big blunder in your life. Guess what? You stand up. Go to God. Lord, thank you for your mercy. I could go straight to you. And you can help me, Lord, with my sin problem. You can help me with my weaknesses. You can help me, Lord God, whatever the things that I'm suffering from. Receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Kailangan mo pera, baong ka sa utang, dumiretto ka kay Lord. Huwag kang dumiskarte na sarili mo. You have problem with your marriages? You go to God so God can deal with your pride. Hello? We can come to God full access with confidence. Everybody say confidence. Confidence. Whatever your situation is, I want to tell you, my friends, church, go straight to God through Jesus Christ. Can I hear a big, big amen?
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a big hand. Come on now. Pero hindi pa tapos eh. Hindi lang access. Hindi lang confidence. Kung di po pa nakita ko si Noy Noy, di ba? Kung kilala si Noy Noy. You know what? I went down trying to withdraw, okay? As Pastor Luther. Pinrofesa ni Pastor Luther eh, di ba? Pag withdraw ko, wala lumabas. Alright. Pero may balance naman. But on my, di ba, going here to the elevator, I saw one of our brothers who attends gallery. He's Jaco Benin. Okay, Jaco Benin is the son of Joey. And me and my wife were in their house when we went to Bacol. It was a beautiful place. And I remember Joey and Bing would show us when Jaco was still small, wanted to be a superstar, wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I saw him, and then Dominic Papa autographed, all right? And so I know him. We know each other. And so I passed by, said, shh, uy, shh, Jaco! Jaco! Pastor, okay. I just know the guy, all right? I have a relationship. I just know him back in Galleria. And the same way with Christ. You can go there. Sana naman, dumiretso na lang ako para mas powerful yung, all right? I could go because he's my friend. And that's what God wants you to know. Hello. You could have direct access. It's not only that. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, having our bodies washed with pure water. You know what? It speaks of one thing here. Aside from access, confidence, you can experience freedom. What Christ has done on the cross. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, it says here, let's read it all together now. 1, 2, 3, go. In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Feel free. God could set you free from all this guilty conscience, all this religious jargons, and those burdens that you're not supposed to carry. God can deal that to us today. Are you here with me? Folks, there is total, direct access to God's presence for anyone, anywhere, anytime. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Let me say this again. There is total and direct access to God's presence for anyone, anywhere, anytime because of the blood of Jesus. Let me read what his great author, Christian author, says regarding his experience and what he saw when God, when he had a revelation about God being the access for us, mediating all our sins, giving himself as a sacrifice. Here's what he says. A.B. Simpson says, "Tell rebellious men that God is reconciled, justice is satisfied, sin is atoned for, the judgment of the guilty may be revoked, the condemnation of the sinner canceled, the curse of the law blotted out, the gates of hell closed, the portals of heaven open wide, the power of sin subdued, the guilty conscience healed, and the broken heart comforted, and the sorrow and misery of the fall undone." What else do we want here? When everything is done, God canceled all of it, all your sin. That's why he says, "It is finished. I sacrifice myself for you. I become your priest. Here I am. All you need is me and him alone."